Com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. We're going to talk a little bit about politics in this second hour, perhaps more than we have done in the past. I'm going to start out the hour with Dina Abramson. She is a very interesting woman. She is a woman of color, and she also happens to be a Hasidic Jew. She and I were chatting off the air, and she feels very, very strongly that the issue of race really doesn't have any business in politics. And she feels that the current administration and organizations like the NAACP are trying to use race as a wedge issue. Well, as she says, quote, "Our country should be electing the next president, not for the color of his skin, but for his vision to save the economy and create jobs." You know, her publicist asked me if this was something that I would be interested in discussing, and I tell you, I couldn't get to my phone fast enough. Of course I'm interested in discussing that. This is a subject that's it's swept under the rug too many times. You're on, my dear.
You
feel pretty strongly about this, don't you?
Yeah, I absolutely do for a couple of reasons, but number one, as we were discussing, Al, a lot of the president's programs I perceive as actually hurting the minority community.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's fast-tracked, the illegal immigrant situation with work permits and things like that. Some of those jobs will put some young minority people out of work, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Due to the health care situation, I was listening to one of the owners of Papa John's the other day, who is not going to be able to continue with some of his employees because of that. And so, again, those are typically jobs that I think a lot of young minorities hold. And so I see that it would be actually a reckless thing for minorities to pull that lever.
Yeah.
This time around with the president, just because he shares the same color of skin that they do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a very, very, very interesting point. Let me ask you a question of something that's kind of the flavor of the day right now in terms of political circle discussions. But what do you think about this lack of transparency of the man?
I'm horrified. I am terrified, and I'm horrified. I don't believe that we've ever in this country had a history of that. Maybe back in Watergate. But what's going on right now is very scary. Not having the transparency to that even Congress, even our United States Senate, cannot get out of the White House and the White House administration to leave us all very scared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. You know, it's interesting to me, but the way our country, I'm sitting in my studio right now, and I'm reading a book that an autographed copy, I'm very proud to say, of a book that was written by Judge Andrew Napolitano, and the name of the book is Constitutional Crisis. And I met the judge actually in Ron Paul's office, Congressman Ron Paul's office, probably 5 or 6 years ago in Washington D.C. and he really, really put front and center in my mind again just how far off the beaten track that our country is getting. And I got to tell you, Dina, that scares the daylights out of me because I don't see this thing turning around.
Yeah, it scares me too, and I don't know whether the ship has sailed and we can't turn it around. But what I do know is that when I look at our country today, it's not the country that I knew, the country that I grew up in. And I'm seeing that every day we're fastly changing.
Yeah.
And if we do not get engaged and start to turn this ship around,
mm-hmm.
it's only going to be a couple of years we're not going to recognize
as being
the United States of America.
I agree 1,000%. Let me ask you a question. Oprah Winfrey did a, devoted a television, one of her television programs, to you and your family. I'll bet you the political discussion didn't come up on that show, did it?
You know, surprisingly enough, because I do have photographs on my wall of various political times mm-hmm. in my life, she did walk right in and pointed to a couple of the photographs and then did, you know, say, well, you know, you're conservative and you're Republican, and how is that? And I had the opportunity to explain that I became a single parent early on in life
mm-hmm.
With my two children,
mm-hmm.
and I had to have a plan
yeah.
that would help me to raise them successfully, and that led me to the Republican Party.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
a little bit, yeah.
Well, that's really interesting. It's Oprah is a very interesting woman, very successful woman, and I have to say I think she's very, very interesting. We probably wouldn't agree politically, but regardless, who cares? You know, I mean, this we are a melting pot in this country, and everybody has the right, certainly has the right to their own opinion. Now, are you active in politics still today, Dina?
Yes, I am. Now, I am a central committee woman for the state of Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
Nebraska GOP, and I do stay pretty active. I'm also a member of the Republican Jewish Coalition,
mm-hmm.
and so I stay pretty active. Both of my children now are adults, and they're also very active in the Republican Party as well.
That's interesting. You got any thoughts on the upcoming election? Who do you think is going to who do you think is going to get it? Not who you hope is going to get it, but who do you think is going to get it in terms of the presidential race?
Well, if critical thinking was involved, I would have to think that it would be a close race, but that barring anything coming up where something would not be quite kosher,
mm-hmm.
Which, and I'm just going to deviate for a minute, which we're seeing a lot of, and
yeah.
especially being addressed in the news with the voter ID,
mm-hmm.
not wanting
mm-hmm.
that, and sending, you know, registration cards out to pets and,
yeah.
you know, the dead and whatever. I mean, these are scary things that are happening.
Right.
So if we were going to have a real election, which we send observers over to make sure that countries have, then I would say because of the economic situation that we're in right now,
mm-hmm.
That Mitt Romney is the person that I would think should win.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's got the experience. He's been a governor. He has the business experience to pull us out of the economic woes that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to keep in mind, President Obama, when he went into office, he went in with no experience.
Right.
We gave the White House to a person who didn't have any experience, and that's just the fact. And
well,
so
we
wonder that. Yeah.
Yeah. We gave the office to an effective community organizer, and you know he's
right.
got some very strong ideas, and I'm not saying he's you know and I say this too many times, but I'm not saying he's an evil person, you know. But I don't think no, he was not qualified for the job, and
right.
you know I didn't vote for him because I read his book, his second book, The Audacity of Hope, and I believe after having read that book, I believe I understood what his agenda really was, and that's not my agenda. That agenda is
right.
not, in my opinion, is not what made our country great. Well,
right.
you know,
and in my opinion, also, you know, I hope that other people begin to feel that way. Is that we pick a president based upon what is your personal agenda?
Mm-hmm.
How do you want to live? How do you want your children to live? What kind of country do you want to live in? These are the issues that we pick a president on, the issues and the way that we want to live our life. We do not pick a president based upon the color of his skin, his race, his nationality. That should never even come into play.
You know,
it has to be about the issues.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Ms. Abramson, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I have a lot of respect for you. I want to get you on the show again in the near future.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, back on the issue of commentary on the President of the United States. You know, you have, before I get into this with Dennis M. O'Neill, I got to say, Dina Abramson is a really, really interesting woman, to say the least, and it was a pleasure having her on the show. Dennis and I have been discussing the situation with our president on and on and on off the air. And I have to tell you, both of us are very concerned. And, you know, Dennis, one thing that I'd like you to comment on is well, two things I want you to comment on. But the first one has to do with, you know, how many people do you know over the age of 50 who have written two autobiographies and we still don't know who the guy is? Isn't that, that's a very interesting comment.
That's my concern, certainly. Obama, having written these two autobiographies, one titled after Reverend Wright's sermon, Audacity of Hope.
Yeah.
And when you look into it, and actually when the authorized biographer looked into it, I think Menares was his name, he found various indiscretions, compressed characters, mistruths.
Yeah.
Somewhat concerning, Al.
Oh, I'm very concerned. You know, it's you and I were also talking about this this issue of the presidential decree to, you know, to seal the records, and we talked about how that isn't necessarily, that's not really a unique thing, and the president, you know, it hasn't, he's not the only person who's ever done that. But the question that I have is I really think total transparency is necessary for a person of that particular stature. And I got to tell you, Dennis, it scares the daylights out of me that he's not willing to release those records, because the only reason he wouldn't is there's got to be something there that, that isn't kosher.
Well, it would be nice to know what passport he traveled on during his travels throughout the world. It would be nice to know when he became a U.S. citizen again after being adopted. By Sotero.
Yeah. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff out there that we don't have any answers to. And, you know, and I don't want to be accusatory because, you know, I'm known for someone who listens to every side of every story, you know, and that's sometimes much to my chagrin. But having said that, you know, I'm not saying that the man is the devil incarnate by any stretch of the imagination, because I don't know. But what I am saying is I don't understand why they just can't put this stuff to bed, you know, and to be on your high horse and say, you know, I'm not going to dignify the other side of the argument by even addressing this thing. That's a pretty trite response, Dennis, in my mind.
Well, Al, the way I look at it is the American electorate in 2008 went through the election process with their blinders on.
Yeah.
And the question, you can develop it even further than that and say, well, maybe not. Maybe actually through the art of focus groups, through the art of polling, using keywords, that actually what the electorate was doing was Obama was presenting themselves, his target market, with a blank canvas, and on this blank canvas they painted their own hopes and wishes.
Oh, I agree.
The vapidness, the vagueness, the lack of detail, people were allowed to interpret their own hopes and wishes onto what they saw was going to happen. I have to admit, Al, I was in the when on inauguration day 2009, I was in the 13% strongly disapprove category. I could not dismiss the fact that spending almost 20 years in a church that espoused black liberation theology. One of the autobiographies that you're talking about, Audacity of Hope, was titled after Reverend Wright's sermon.
Yeah, you mentioned that, yeah.
And then he distanced himself from that. The key word that you used, Al, and the concern that you have is transparency. My concern with transparency goes beyond just who our president is. When we look at when our friend Bill Murphy looks at the Federal Reserve, who are the shareholders of the Federal Reserve?
Right.
There's no transparency there.
Right.
When we're just talking about for the first time in decades, the New York Federal Reserve's doing an audit on the bullion within their vaults. We still have not had a full accounting to that. And when we go beyond transparency, it'd be nice to know how many leases or swaps are out on the bullion that is there, not just how much they can count or weigh, but how much they can essay.
Yeah.
But actually, how many times has it been spoken for?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it's been a long time coming. All of this didn't start with President Obama. I mean, there have been a lot of missteps along the way in this country. And it really, really gets interesting to me when a number of my left-wing friends are now saying, boy, a lot of this stuff just isn't really making any sense. And I don't know. I think that what we're in for here is I think we're in for a very, very aggressively hitting below the belt campaign. It's already started, accusing, in effect, accusing Mitt Romney of manslaughter with the situation with the woman who died from cancer because, according to the allegations of this independent ad, you know, she lost her insurance and consequently couldn't afford health care and died. Well, I mean, that's a pretty, pretty strong thing to say, you know, and then you look at
disgraceful.
Absolutely.
There have been several disgraceful things that we have lived through in our country.
Mm-hmm.
In 1798, President John Adams signed into law a Sedition Act, which had a penalty of 2 years in prison for anyone who opposed or resisted the laws of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been through some tough times before. Again, I was in the 13% on Inauguration Day that strongly disapproved of Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever percentage, if Romney does get through, I'll probably be in the strongly disapprove of Romney category on mm-hmm. his Inauguration Day.
Sure.
I don't think the president, the election is going to be determinant. I think we need to do something more, more foundational, especially with our monetary system.
Sure.
I think that's where all our problems lie and evolve from. The overspending of Congress, mm-hmm. the fact that we're allowed to go into these huge deficits is a direct relationship to the way we declare debt to be money.
Yeah.
And I think that's where our problems need to be fixed, but there's too much power generated from that very mechanism.
Yeah.
So whoever the president is, if we don't deal with that, we're going to have some very tough times.
I think regardless, we're going to have some very tough times, and I don't think there's any I think about it. I think it's in the cards. I would have to say, though, that our listener who commented, I believe it was Mr. C, made a comment something to the effect of, you know, the conservatives need to be concerned about getting the House and the Senate back, because, in effect, should that happen, the president really won't have any power, and you know, it is what it is. But
there's some very encouraging signs from Indiana.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, but you guys already know that because we're in the second hour of the show. I'm in recording right now in Vancouver, British Columbia, in the offices of West Haven Ventures. I told you that I would be doing a follow-up to the daily editorial that we did on Wednesday with Gareth. I'm now with both Gareth and Sean. We're going to talk a little bit about the company again. One of the things that one of my favorite listeners brought up is he said he's concerned about the financial situation with West Haven. They only have about $175,000. That is a minuscule number for a mining company. Now, by the way, for those of you who are listening to this on the radio and you're not familiar with West Haven Ventures, West Haven is a very, very interesting exploration stage mining company with two projects in British Columbia, a very good place to be. They have a very strong management team. If you want to find out more about the ins and outs of the company, simply click on their banner on our website. What does that mean? They have a banner. That means they're a sponsor on our website, and we certainly appreciate that. Having said that, gentlemen, let's talk about that $175,000. I would assume that the average listener to this program probably has more money than that in their checking accounts. Mm-hmm. Who wants to tackle it?
Sure, I'll be happy to. Thanks for having us on again, Al. What I would say to that is we've put off raising funds thus far because although we've completed a work program on the Bend project, which is located about 50 kilometers north of Williams Lake, we've yet to follow up last year's small drill program on Shovel Nose. We'll be up on Shovel Nose at the end of this month. Once we have a better idea as to what we're likely to require from a drilling perspective, from a cash perspective on that project, we'll combine the two budgets and we'll go and raise some money.
Now, I want to bring one thing up here that's very important in my mind. Let's talk a little bit about the capitalization. Listeners need to be aware that there are not very many, this is in every sense of the word a publicly traded company, but there aren't very many shares outstanding right now. So that's very, very positive. Also, with the number of shares that are outstanding right now, if I'm not mistaken, 80% of the stock is held by either insiders or what we call family and friends. So in the float of the company, I think one of you guys was telling me that they're probably in the true float is something under 4 million shares.
I just
under 2 million.
Between management, that's myself, Gareth, and directors, Gren, Thomas, Vic, Tanaka, we own 66% of the shares outstanding directly.
Right.
Friends, family, etc. Puts it closer to 13.5 million of the 15.3 million shares outstanding are in the hands of, let's say, really strong hands.
So we're talking less than 2 million shares.
We're talking 2 million shares, maybe slightly more, but in any event, it's negligible. We are the largest shareholder, management, and we're quite focused on maintaining a tight share structure moving forward, which is also part of the reason why we don't pay ourselves much. You know, obviously, the more we spend, the more we have to raise, the more we have to dilute, and the more difficult it is to, get the share price to $5 when you have 200 million shares out, as opposed to when you have 20 million shares out.
You know, an interesting comment that you made about salaries and what you pay yourselves. Looking at the financial statements, I can tell you the entire office, including everybody, management, including everybody, consultants, etc., the entire payroll is less than $100,000 per year for everybody. So these are guys who are in it for the passion, for lack of better terms, not necessarily for the big immediate paychecks. And that's one of the reasons I really like this company. Now, having said that, let's get back to the comment about we will go to the market probably this fall.
Mm-hmm.
Give some thoughts on that.
Sure. Well, before we go to market, we need to get a better handle as to what we're going to spend. We have a good idea what we're going to spend on the Ben. We need to complete what we want to complete to follow up prospecting as well as IP on the shovel nose. Once we've done that, which will be, once again, we'll be starting at the end of August, early September, it won't take long at all. Once we know what we're going to spend there, we just amalgamate the two budgets. We'll go ahead and raise the necessary funds. We're in the fortunate position that right now we're very much mystery versus history, as one broker put it. You have two great little projects, very tightly held, and we've done very little in the way of promotional efforts up until this point, because we've been focused on building a company that we have a story to tell. So
we should also mention we went earlier in the year, I believe, April or May, Sean and I went around to quite a few different brokers in town here and gave our pitch. We've never really been on the show before, on the road show, and we got very positive feedback, and then retrospect, looking back, maybe that was the time, but now we're quite comfortable with our projects, and we think we're going to delineate some really strong gold, some good drill targets moving forward. So for us, the fall was sort of, I think we're both agree, and maybe even you, Al, that I think this market is going to, I think it has to turn around. I think we're at the bottom here. So I think for us, the fall was always sort of that time we were waiting for to go out to the market.
And there's no point in raising money for the sake of raising money. I made a comment, our working capital's approximately, say, $175,000, a little less these days, probably closer to $155,000, $60,000. But our G&A is minuscule. That could last us a year. However, once again, we will be raising money once we have a better handle as to what we'll be spending on our projects.
Yeah. Now, one of the reasons I think that you've gotten such great response with all of the investment professionals who you've talked with is, parroting why I think you guys are a good situation. And please don't take any of this, ladies and gentlemen, as being investment advice, because I'm not a registered investment advisor. I'm also going to become a shareholder of this company sooner rather than later, and I'll give you my normal 3 days notice before I actually make that purchase. But I know the people in this industry because I've been involved in this industry for 30 plus years, and I've got to tell you, I've known Vic Tanaka probably for maybe even longer than these guys. I mean, I first came in contact with Vic probably over 20 years ago. Dorothy Atkinson, who's also involved with this company, is one of the most highly respected, in Al Carlin's mind, mining analysts in the industry. You know, and it kind of goes on and on from there. You know, as I've said on the show numerous times, I know nothing about the technical aspects of this business other than I know how much I don't know, and that's a very valuable conclusion to come to. But I am a people person. I've got to tell you, there is nobody involved with this company that isn't truly, truly passionate about the industry and truly, truly qualified, in my opinion. Now, right now, you guys, changing the subject a little bit, right now you're focused on your two projects in British Columbia, okay? And I applaud you for staying focused, you know, on only two projects at this point. Having said that, let's look out for let's say, with 1 to 5 years, guys. What do you think you're going to be doing then with West Haven?
Well, fingers crossed, we will have developed a large resource on one of these two projects.
If not both.
Yeah.
That is the end goal, is to, you know, drill these things. We have very minimal work done on both these projects, and we both projects warrant lots of follow up and money to be put in the ground. So both of these have a significant chance at, you know, drilling out a resource. So that is our end goal, and our 1 to 5 years, that's where we're looking at.
We never intended to be one of those companies out there with 15 exploration projects spread across eight continents. We'll advance a project till it proves either up or we push it out. So looking forward, fingers crossed, we'll find something on one of these two projects, and if not, well, we'll be somewhere else.
Okay, we have to label that for what it is, and that is obviously a forward-looking statement. But, you know, and there are no guarantees that forward-looking statements are ever going to come true, particularly in our industry. But as I said, I'm betting on people. I don't bet on projects because I don't understand projects. The only thing that I realize is that good people do get involved in good projects. If you want any more information on West Haven, simply click on their banner, which is on our site. Again, do not construe this as a solicitation to either purchase or sell securities in West Haven Ventures, because it is not. Big Al is definitely not a registered investment advisor. I'm just telling you what I'm doing. Stick around. I'm going to be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help.
But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. I've got Robert Knight with me right now. Bob was on the show on a daily editorial a while back. We were talking about the situation with Chick-fil-A and you know how we all feel about that. But Bob is also a pretty well-known author. He wrote a book called The Age of Consent, which dealt with moral values back in the 90s. His latest book is entitled Radical Rules, White House Elites Who Are Pushing America Towards Socialism. Bob is in the process of sending me that book. I'm really looking forward to reading it. I have started to read his prior book, which I picked up for my Kindle, and it's very, very interesting. But we are very like-minded in the sense that we are seeing an awful lot of things that are, we believe, detrimental to society in the United States and virtually any country that you want to talk about. Bob, it's really, really interesting how the complexion of our country has changed over the past, I don't know, I'd probably say 30 years or thereabouts. You know, and the Chick-fil-A thing that we talked about before was an example of that. I mean, here is a great example of the government being critical of someone who's stating their religious belief. I mean, what's that all about?
I think it's the imposition of a new culture on the old culture being the Judaic-Christian-based culture of traditional morality that undergirds our system of law. As William Blackstone observed in talking about the creation of the English common law upon mm-hmm. which the law is based in the United States, it all rests on the premise, two premises. One, that people's lives are infinitely valuable because there is a God and God created us. The other premise is that you can't let people get too much power because we're all sinners and we all fall short, and we shouldn't be trusted with too much power. So America's founders put those two concepts together and created the greatest constitution in the history of the world, mm-hmm. which not only frees us to do as much as we can, but it limits government. It's a check on power, not a blank check, as it has come to be in a lot of people's minds. And I think what's happened is we've forgotten that without that understanding of human nature, power can get out of hand,
yeah.
and anybody can think they have a better idea and start wielding it, and it's getting a little scary out there.
Oh, it's getting real scary out there. You know, you made an interesting comment when we were talking off the air. You were talking about the fact that Mitt Romney didn't really weigh in, for example, on this Chick-fil-A thing, and, you know, where I think that there's some real relevance there in that particular situation is that, you know, here is a man who probably is going to be running for the office of President of the United States, and he is not willing to give an opinion on an issue like that simply because he thinks it's going to hurt his election chances. I mean, what's that all about?
Well, I think he's got advisors, and I don't like to blame advisors when a candidate does something I don't like, but in this case, he surrounded himself with people who have who are known for being current wisdom people. That is, they take the tried and true formulas. And I think in the age we're in now, where everything's up for grabs, where moral leadership is desperately needed and wanted,
right?
To take that morally neutral position in order not to offend anyone is not a winner anymore.
No.
They're afraid of offending independents who might side on be on the other side of the Chick-fil-A issue.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's nonsense. They're wrong. Most people are thinking, gosh, can't he even stand up for free speech and free enterprise?
Yeah.
I mean, that should be a strong suit. He doesn't even have to get in to the reason that Chick-fil-A was attacked,
mm-hmm.
which should be easy to defend also. The owner's just saying, I back marriage as the union of a man and a woman.
Right.
Mitt Romney says he does, too. Why is that so hard to defend?
Mm-hmm. You know, we have a situation right now where the President of the United States is absolutely a totally non-transparent individual, not willing to show his school records, not willing to show this, not willing to show that. You know, in an editorial that I did earlier in the week, I came out and took the stance that I don't want someone with that much power to not be totally transparent. That scares me. What do you think about that, Bob?
I feel the same way, that we know so little about, well, we know a lot about Obama's upbringing, but we don't know what happened in college, how he paid for college at Occidental College and Columbia and Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
That's very expensive stuff. We don't know how he did in any of those colleges because the records are sealed. And one of the most disturbing things, Al, is the media's lack of curiosity regarding these things. They just couldn't care less.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they're hounding Mitt Romney to release his tax returns, but on the other hand, they don't care that Obama has covered up significant aspects of his past that might be quite revealing.
Yeah.
It's very disturbing.
Let's switch the subject to your latest book. I mean, it's very disturbing. We've talked about that a lot in prior editorials, and we've talked about it a bit on this show, but let's talk a little bit about your book. What's that all about?
Okay, it's actually titled Radical Rulers. Well, it's a play on Rules for Radicals. That's the book by Saul Alinsky.
Mm-hmm.
It was published in 1972, and it's a handbook for left-wing activism and community organizing. And it's a brilliant book, and Obama, when he came to Chicago, studied with Saul Alinsky's disciples,
mm-hmm.
The Alinsky Institute,
yeah.
And that's where they teach them no-holds-barred politics,
right.
Which is get in the face of your opponent. If you can't win an argument, make a stink about something.
Right.
The truth doesn't matter. That's the most interesting part for me in the Alinsky book, is that he said whatever it takes to win, you do, which is, it's a Marxist concept,
sure.
Actually.
You bet.
That the ends justify the means.
Mm-hmm.
And Alinsky says, sure. And a lot of people would be shocked to know that Alinsky, in the foreword of the book, actually dedicates it to Lucifer,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
whom he calls the first community organizer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Lucifer's Satan.
Yeah.
Satan breaks all the rules.
Right.
Satan is, according to the Bible, the father of lies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of odd that a guy that the President of the United States drew significant inspiration from was inspired by Lucifer.
Right.
I mean, you know, you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to say there's something funny about that. There's something upsetting about that.
Yeah. I didn't vote for Barack Obama in 2008 because I read his book, and I read his book fairly carefully, The Audacity of Hope. And I walked away from that book with the very, very strong feeling that Barack Obama is a firm believer in socialism. He's a firm believer in, I don't want to say equality, because I really think that word has been taken out of context, but he's a firm believer in big government and big government taking care of people who have been, in his view, maligned in the past, for lack of better terms. Now, that's his opinion, okay? That opinion is something that I do not agree with. I believe his agenda is very, very socialistic, regardless of what anybody says. That bothers me a lot. Now, thank God we still have freedom of speech in this country, and we can discuss issues like that. I'm not saying he's a bad person. I'm saying I totally disagree with his agenda, and I totally disagreed with his agenda in the 2008 election, and that's why I didn't vote for him, okay? I think it's gotten to the point right now where his particular agenda has influenced society to the point where there's a very good possibility that a majority, not an overwhelming majority, but say 50.9% of the people feel the same way that he does. And those are people who basically have been on the entitlement program for, in some cases, generations. That scares me, Bob.
Well, it scares me when the government boasts about adding more people to the SNAP program at the Department of Agriculture, which is the food stamp program.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're up to 49 million Americans getting food stamps, which is double the number when Obama took office.
Yeah.
And in less than 4 years, he's doubled the number of people dependent on food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't be a boast for his administration. It ought to be a lament.
Oh, yeah.
The whole idea is to allow people to get off of soul-killing welfare and support themselves, which is what the welfare reform did in 1996 that the Republican Congress passed and Bill Clinton signed, and it freed millions of people from welfare dependency.
Right.
Couple of weeks ago, Barack Obama just undid the work requirement.
It worked
so well to get people out of the clutches of dependence.
Yeah.
So he's dismantling the few things government has done that are good and erecting all sorts of new regulations and barriers to success.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you nailed it, Al, when you said he might not call himself a socialist, but certainly his policies are socialistic. And that's why I wrote the book Radical Rulers, because you can tell by people around him, because people are policy.
Yeah.
And you look at people like Carol Browner.
Mm-hmm.
She was appointed to be his climate czar.
Yeah.
Heck, I've got a picture in the book of her speaking at the Socialist International Congress in Greece in 2008. She's a dyed-in-the-wool socialist.
Yeah. What a thing to end the show on, but I think we're ending the show on reality. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you have enjoyed the show this week. We seem to be getting more and more into politics, but you know what? It is what it is, and it's a very, very important issue right now. Thanks for listening.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.